yes, love is begging door to door, but finds the silence like no one lives there anymore. Rebel,
hey,
yes, love.
We are checking in right now with the Psy Questing team that is here at E3. We just got out of the Xbox conference. Well, two of us got out of the Xbox conference. Steven did not.
One of us got kicked out of the property.
Fuck, Steven always causing trouble,
what did
man.
You do?
Who did you hit?
What did I do? Well, you know, when you look like me, when you look dangerous like this motherfucker here, sometimes you just have to roll with the punches. Sometimes people don't trust you.
So we're here in wonderful Jimmy John's. So if this gets taken down off the web because of the music in the background, you'll know. You can blame it. We just got out of the Xbox conference, but I figured let's start with EA yesterday.
Oh, that's right, EA had a conference in that.
So EA had their conference yesterday, and none of us went. We watched it, and we were thankful for watching it, because there really wasn't... If you like FIFA, there was like 25 minutes on FIFA.
Yeah, there was.
Some stuff on Madden, Battlefield 1. I think they were... The entire live stream, they kept saying, Battlefield 1 is coming up from the very beginning, so...
Like, they'd be like, hey, check out this cool indie game, and a banner at the bottom that says, Battlefield 1 is coming in 5 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah, that was super weird. Yeah.
Titanfall 2 looks good. Looks really good. I'll be playing that part of me. I'm eating the Jimmy John's sub right now. So yeah, Titanfall 2 looked good. Battlefield looks good. I'm not a Battlefield guy, but I may get into it this time. And then they had some brief glimpses of the Star Wars stuff that they're working on. So not a whole stuff from EA.
I'm still not convinced that a World War I setting is going to be fun.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out, I guess. They're trying to make it bigger and better. So then that was EA in the morning. Kind of a big meh, a wet towel. Great way to start off E3 weekend. And then last night was Bethesda, which I think they did a really good job.
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know, because again, you were fucking kicked out of it. No.
No, I wasn't kicked out. I just couldn't get in nearly everyone there.
Yeah, people had lined up forever. Again, I was in line for about an hour. Well, we were probably in line for at least an hour each, yeah.
I was in line for more than an hour, I'll tell you that.
Yep.
And even people who had, invites and passes and stuff, could not get in.
That was me. I waited forever.
7:15 is when I left that place.
And that's when they were starting the conference.
When they started, yeah. They were supposed to start at 7, but of course it's the E3 conference, so they started at 15 minutes late. And people were still lined up out the door and into the street. People who had passes, who had invites to this thing, could not get in time.
It's crazy. But they showed off the Skyrim remaster, which I'm excited for because I never finished Skyrim. I never played it on PC, but I'm looking forward to it. They showed off Prey 2, or Prey Reboot, or whatever you want to call it.
Prey Boot.
I'm sorry, I believe the word is reimagining.
That's what I say. We're reimagining. They showed off, more of Dishonored 2, which looks fucking unbelievably awesome. I love the original. I can't wait for this.
I'm going to be hot take Tom Johnson. I don't like Sonic. I think the movement speed is way too slow.
Okay.
Because there's no sprint button. And
the sneaking is the other, yeah. Let's see what else they show. They led off with Quake.
Yeah,
the new Quake, which is
crazy. The only time in a press conference in my years and years of journalism and everything, the only time I've ever gone, what? In a room.
Tom Johnson yelled what, was happy about it.
Making Ryan Gans
that was proud. Cool, yeah. It was a cinematic trailer, so it wasn't anything. But they're working on it, and supposedly next year-ish, we think, I don't know. We'll have more at QuakeCon. Lots of great Elder Scrolls stuff, like the MMO. There was a lot of screaming people next to Tom. That was great. We heard them all the way back up by us.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was the card game, which is, yay, another card game. And what else did they show? They also talked about anything. I can't remember. Anything else?
Skyrim. Did they say Skyrim?
We mentioned Skyrim, yeah.
Sorry, I was cutting down on the sandwich.
Yeah, anyways, Bethesda was good. A lot of fan service there, so I'm looking forward to it.
If you like red vines, they had red vines.
They had red vines, so you fucking ate them all and they were gone. And then finally today, this morning, was the... they talked also about Fallout 4 VR and the whole Bethesda VR thing that they're working on. So I've actually heard some meh results about Fallout 4 VR. So I'm curious if there is going to be a real big push for maybe the next Fallout game. This is probably an early...
Well, maybe the next Elder Scrolls game?
Or the next Elder Scrolls game. Yeah, to be in VR. So I'm kind of looking forward to more info in the next year or so. And today was Xbox. We just left the Xbox conference. Steven got kicked out, as we mentioned. Starting fights.
For being too real. I walked up to them and I said to that security guard, and I said to him, PlayStation. And he couldn't handle it.
Oh, you fucking asshole. Anyways, I'm going to talk with food in my mouth, but it's good. Tuna salad sandwich. So they lead off with the Xbox One S, or...
The Xbox Ones.
The Xbox Ones, we affectionately called it. Which, from a design standpoint, industrial design standpoint, the thing is beautiful. Uh-huh. That's a work of art, and I want that. So kudos to Xbox. I was not a fan of the Xbox One. I thought that was an ugly, big, giant beast. The Xbox One S looks gorgeous. So there you go. I'll be picking that up more than likely to replace the model that I have now. Gears of War 4 looked great in HDR. Although it's not 4K gaming, it's just 4K video that we'll talk about. So, yeah, Gears of War 4 looked great.
Well, once again, 4K gaming is so incredibly resource intensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had...
We'll get to that later, right?
Yeah.
We were talking about the lighting effects. Tom and I were going gaga over that.
Particles look real good, too.
Particles. Lightning. And then we saw some Recore, which is kind of interesting. They revealed a bunch of the new characters for Recore.
Oh, okay.
Everything's on Windows 10.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Everything is on Windows 10. So if you like Xbox exclusives, you don't need an Xbox anymore.
Exclusives are no longer as exclusive.
Exactly. No longer exclusive.
Now you can get those exclusives on a Windows 10 machine and get those sweet Chivos.
That's true. You can get, what do they say? They show the Minecraft stuff. It's like, oh, look, I got a Minecraft achievement for the Xbox Live on my iOS.
That was painful.
Minecraft. Oh,
they showed
God.
Minecraft. And they had the same two people in last year. And it was always like, oh, and now we're going to go here. I'm going to come check out your thing. And they're like pantomiming on their iPad. But then they put the iPads down and it's still playing in the background.
Yep.
So they're not even pretending to make this like a...
Yeah, don't show off Minecraft stuff unless it's actually something that's crazy and new. Sorry. I like Minecraft, though, so I'm not saying anything. Then we also saw Forza Horizon 3, which gave me a boner. But then again, I'm a car guy. So it's okay. Set in Australia, which I love. Let's see what else we see.
Giant spiders.
What was that from?
That's from Forza, right? Giant spiders, box jellyfish, snakes.
We have box jellyfish, snakes, kangaroos. Let's see what else we see. And they showed Platinum Games as Scalebound.
That was not a very good showing.
Not a good showing, but it looked cool.
Yeah.
I gotta say, some of these demos that are floating around, like the Platinum Scalebound demo and the Final Fantasy 15 demo, did not go over well. And neither did the Minecraft demo, by the way.
Well,
the Final Fantasy 15 demo they showed on the stage just now was like, you see this Titan come down, slam their hand down, and like wipe their hand across, but it's clipping right through Noctis, the main character of the game.
Well, no,
like, right past him.
That's what I thought. That's when I leaned over and I said, oh, they're showing, like, they're doing a real poor job explaining this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It looks like he was using an ability to, like, when you hit the button, because he glows blue, something passes through you. I thought it was clipping for the longest time.
It was a very long, repetitive battle.
Oh, yeah.
Not a good showing. Anyways, so that was, and we saw Halo Wars 2, which Steven and I are huge fans of, so that's always good.
All units.
We did not see, like, a Halo 6 tease, which I was kind of bummed out, you know, because obviously, the next year would be Halo 6, ideally. They've flip-flopped between Halo and Gears lately, but, and then they close off the show. They show some indie stuff. We Happy Few. They mentioned Cuphead is still a thing, but we won't believe it until we see it.
That game's so fun, though, doll. You need to play it.
Eventually, whenever it comes out, in about 5-6 years, we'll get it. But, and then finally they said, but also we got the Scorpio coming. So they...
Scorpio.
So we think they're... when Sony came out last week and said, yeah, we're not going to be showcasing anything about the PS4 Neo, but it's real. The buzz inside the auditorium was they must have, Xbox must have caught wind of that and decided to accelerate their Scorpio stuff and actually talk about it. So it did seem like it was stuck at the very end of the press conference.
Yeah.
But they didn't show anything, they just talked about the specs. Something gigaflops.
Six teraflops.
Triceraflops.
What else? There was 4K gaming. And all the peripherals from your Xbox One and Xbox One S will work on you.
So my Kinect will work? That's a peripheral.
Uh-huh. Surprisingly, no Kinect games. My prediction for a new Viva Pinata game did not go over so well, unfortunately. But whatever.
My predictions are pretty on point so far. I'm very happy with it.
And that's essentially it for Dead Rising 4. That was leaked like a faucet had been turned on
like,
the whole week.
It looks to be Frank West, but he's a different guy, and like he's in a mall and he has a camera, but it's Dead Rising 4.
It almost seems like he went back to that mall on purpose, because at least the way the video, he's doing Instagram, Snapchat selfies of him and the zombies, so it looks like he went back to this mall. Who knows? We'll find out. It's this year, right? Yeah. And that's it. That's it for day one. Steven had a great time at all three press conferences.
Yep, so far.
So far, yeah.
I really enjoyed myself.
We're really looking forward to the PC gaming show.
Are we?
I mean, I have a pass. I can go there right now.
Yeah, same here, yeah.
Apparently, according to Twitter, they just showed some Dota stuff, so.
Oh, they? Oh, there you go.
That's all that matters.
Esports. And that's essentially it. So we'll see you guys. We'll talk a little bit more later on. I'm going to upload this momentarily. Adios. Oh, by the way, this is Dolly, Tom, and Steven at E3. Bye. All right, well, we are just polishing off day minus. This is probably day zero. Yesterday was negative one. Today is day zero. Just got back from something, where we went to the Monster Cat / Face It party, and I think we're going to hit the J-Dub for a little bit right now. Actually, we might. Well, I'm going to sit and watch Game of Thrones and then head over there. But yeah, we wanted to talk about the other two press conferences that we saw today. The first one was Ubisoft, and we'll get into Sony as well. So, Ubisoft press conference. I think I may be the only one of the three that watched it.
Certainly.
Yeah, certainly. They showed what was it, Wildlands, Ghost Recon Wildlands, which looks dope. They showed. What's that?
I haven't seen enough of it. I don't
know. All right.
They have the cocaine.
They have the cocaine. The visuals look dope. Okay, we'll leave it at that. I'm not a Ghost Recon guy, though. I'm more of a, Splinter Cell kind of dude. Blacklist was fantastic. They also showed South Park, which to me, South Park was fucking dope,
dude. Fractured butthole.
The fractured butthole. But it set, like, Marvel Civil War level of plot. That's the type, because the whole idea behind it is they're going to set up their own cinematic universe. It takes place right after Stick of Truth, so they're going to set up their own cinematic universe, and of course it fractures between the two sides, and you get a DC versus Marvel type of battle, so it's phenomenal. Can't wait for that.
Does it have Professor Chaos, though?
It might actually have Professor Chaos again, because he was in the first one. They also have the Coon, but they're so up to date. They have stuff from the most recent South Park season. So, like, PC Principal is there. Can you reach over? You know there's a plug right on the side. Is Tom plugged in?
That makes...
Are you plugged in there, or is Tom?
This is real good radio.
Both, okay. They're looking for plugs. I almost bought that laptop, actually. I was considering getting it.
Dolly is currently gesturing to the razor blade.
I'm just pointing to the laptop in between Steven's legs.
I believe it is a 13-inch.
The big black thing in between Steven's legs.
Yeah.
The huge 15-inch black thing in between Steven's legs. Anyways, bleh. So what else did they show? They showed some like extreme sports. They showed the Division, the downloadable content. They showed Just Dance 2017. They said, hey, by the way, this is coming to NX as well, which is another third party. But they didn't say anything for Microsoft's console, the second new console thingy, but whatever.
And then they showed, yeah, that extreme sports skiing thing.
Are we still talking about, like, things that happen all day? Can we reference older things?
You can reference older stuff, yeah.
Is it bad that, like, that I'm probably going to buy both of those Xboxes?
Yeah. It is bad.
As somebody who buys a whole lot of useless stuff in this industry and upgrades it on a weird path, that is really bad.
That is still bad. That is still bad for you, man, yeah.
I'm both.
That white one does look good. You are black, though. That's the thing. You wanted black, but it looks great in white. I wouldn't want it in black because you would lose those great details. Anyways, go ahead.
Great details instead of making a focal point of my room.
What were you saying, Steven?
I was just going to say, wait until you know what the Scorpio looks like and then decide.
Well, we won't find out about the Scorpio until probably next E3.
Probably. Because
that thing's coming out in holiday 2017. But again, this is the shortest fucking cycle of consoles, and it's going to be every 3 years now, right, basically?
The language that Microsoft was using anyway was like, this is the end of the traditional console cycle.
This is the last console.
Hey, guys, this is
the final console.
Dolly, I'm going to ask you a question, and I think Steven and I both know the answer to it. Do you know what the always gen console is?
The PC.
The fucking PC.
Yeah. That one that never works. The one that always fucking works. The one that you need the highest amount of hardware and spend the most amount of money to get to work anything.
I can build you a PC right
wait,
now.
Wait. The computer that I bought last year, the PC that
yeah,
was
but
you top
had a laptop.
Of, wait. The laptop that I bought last year, top of the line, terrific graphics card for a laptop at the time, right?
How much did you pay for it?
$1,600.
Okay, that's still not like top.
And wait. But this was a top of the line laptop. A $1,600 machine cannot run VR effectively.
No.
And VR isn't even up.
You couldn't build a why would any laptop? From
so you know what that tells me?
VR?
You know what that tells me? What? It's not the always generation.
Oh man,
device.
Your Xbox One run thing.
VR. It will be able to run VR.
Your PC ignorance is really upsetting me right now.
No, dude, it's a. PCs are effective if you spend the most amount of money and are most up to date.
Yeah, and guess what?
Yeah.
Mobile GPUs are always about two generations behind.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because
you're not doing the same stuff with mobile.
Yeah, but you're. What'd you say?
You're not doing the same stuff with mobile.
No, I mean
you're
mobile
doing
GPUs
with,
as in the 970M.
Oh, with a laptop, you mean? I thought you were talking mobile, like phone
no,
stuff.
No, so like
oh,
the 970M, which is in the laptops, is still like drastically underpowered.
Oh, for sure.
The real one.
But.
So
that's,
your comparison.
Oh, well,
wait a minute.
That. So what you're telling me is laptops are not PCs. Laptops are their own separate...
No, I'm saying you should not be considering a top-of-the-line experience from a laptop.
But laptop is and PCs are... Windows 10 is one generation. Windows is one generation. That's the way they're building Windows 10. This is the gaming... This is an operating system that's designed for games. Right? It has games
no,
in mind.
No, they're saying this is an operating system that is unified between all of our platforms so games will work.
So what you're telling me is there is a rainbow spectrum of... This is what you need to have games run efficiently, right?
What are you saying?
So if I buy a brand new computer today,
okay,
I go to Best Buy,
you, okay, Dolly,
I love this conversation because it's always good. Yeah.
You drive a nice Audi.
Yeah.
Should I be complaining that my 96 Altima does not run the same as your Audi?
No, your 96 Altima probably runs better than my Audi. No, cars are different.
That's the thing. Like,
it's
a different thing.
Well, no, but what I'm saying about PC is, and I love this conversation, and sorry, listeners, but it's actually probably the most riveting conversation we've had on the side quest in ages. PCs, no matter what people say, PCs are only 1 or 2 year generational things. You have to be within those last year and a half to be up to date. Because I
built a PC 6 years ago.
It's still running today perfectly,
updated,
no issues.
I have updated... Just my video card, which I paid $340 for. I got the step down. I got the 970, and it runs VR.
When did you update that?
I updated the GPU 5 years in.
So you updated GPU last year?
Yes.
Okay. I bought my laptop last year.
But you bought a mobile. You bought a laptop.
But you're not understanding what I'm saying. This is, to Microsoft and to PC manufacturers, this is all one thing. It's Windows. It's not the hardware. It's Windows.
So you're saying that a game should run the same on a Windows Surface tablet as it would on a PC? Because that's Windows. That's Windows 10.
You know what? To me, if I buy something brand new today and I can't run something within a year, then there's a serious issue for me. However, it's a serious issue for me, right? And that's the constant complaint I have is if you want to have the best experience on a PC... you're going to be spending a lot of money. Even if you bought a computer just last year, even if you bought a desktop just last year, if you want to have the best experience, you're going to have to dish out a lot more cash, right? The new NVIDIA graphics cards that just launched.
Yes. Which are fucking amazing,
right,
by the way.
And so now people are going to be making... Do you think people are making games to fully take advantage of those? Or are they only going to focus on the games from the last two, three generations?
Games
will
not be taking advantage of those GPUs for probably a year or two.
Okay, so a year or two, right? So when they come out next year, because let's say they just announced the graphics card. They come out next year. The person that bought their graphics card the day before those were announced, less than a year, will no longer be able to function at the same level as the...
Well, that's the same argument you have for people who are going out and buying a Xbox One right now, knowing that there's an Xbox One S coming out.
Or that there's a Scorpio coming out.
Or how often do you upgrade your iPhones, Dolly?
I go 2 years after my contract runs out.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're one of the few people that does.
I do it because all my software runs. In fact, I have my iPhone 5S and all the software I have on my iPhone 6 Plus and stuff that I download on my new iPad all works on that 5S without a problem.
You know what I can say the same thing about?
What's that?
My 5-year-old PC.
Seriously? My one-year-old PC, my laptop is a PC. My one-year-old PC will not run the newest stuff.
My PC, which including upgrades, has cost less than your laptop.
Okay, that's fine.
That's everything, and including when I upgraded RAM, because I wanted to have more browser tabs open while I play video games.
Dude, browser tabs are the worst fucking thing. Chrome is the worst resource hog on the planet. Yeah. On my desktop at the office, on my... laptop at the office, my laptop at home, on my laptop's at home. Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
It will play The Witcher 3 at max settings.
Okay, that's good. My laptop that I bought last year with the best graphics card available for a laptop will not play The Witcher 3 at the best.
What's the CPU like on that thing?
I don't even know anymore. I don't even know anymore. Anyways, that's neither here nor there. Good conversation. I'm right, you're wrong. That's good. Move on to the PlayStation, the Sony PlayStation Conference. Interesting conference because we didn't get to see it. We saw parts of it. Everything's been to capacity this year. So if you didn't already get early in line or you didn't register, you weren't getting in any of these press conferences. It's very different than normal. We looking for phone paper.
Our hotel has a very specific Wi-Fi password thing going on.
Yeah, guess
so
what?
I don't have to pay more.
Letting everybody know the password is E3 2016.
But what is the user ID? That's what you got to figure out.
Yeah, we're not gonna let anybody know. So the Sony PlayStation press conference. I definitely believe this is the best press conference. By the way, kudos to Ubisoft because they just have fun. You know what? They had fun showing a fucking Just Dance at their press conference. Aisha Tyler. She is a terrific host because she's a gamer and she's enthusiastic and she swears a lot and she's
listen to the whole
energy.
Thing, right?
Yeah, listen to the whole thing.
Can I ask
energetic.
You one question about it? Did she at some point make a... what is the word?
Girl boner?
No, a trite joke about gamers smoking weed.
I don't think she did. I don't remember. Maybe she did. I think she did. But no, the difference between what we saw with Xbox and EA and what we saw with like Ubisoft and even Bethesda and Sony to an extent is that they have... It's all business with Xbox and EA. They get the business folks out there and the developers. And you have, like, an actual host who knows what they're talking about and doesn't need to read a teleprompter as much in Aisha Tyler and some of the other folks, you know, from Sony and Bethesda. So there's a definitely difference. So on to Sony.
R.I.P. Mr. Caffeine.
R.I.P. Mr. Caffeine, yeah, thank goodness. So on to Sony. They led off with Dad of War, I think you guys were
called. God of Norse.
God of Norse. God of Thor.
Dad of War.
Dad of War. But it's a... completely different God of War game, and I think all of us are in agreement. I can't fucking tell you how happy we are to see something different and unique out of God of War, because it became very samey for after six iterations of God of War.
I have no fucking clue.
Yeah, this is very different. You play a Viking dad. Yeah, exactly.
Here's what I want to know is, why is he so mad?
I know, right? Well, he's always mad though. But why is he so mad this time? That's a good point.
I mean, his kid isn't dead this time.
His kid's not dead. But it looked gorgeous.
Over the shoulder.
They're trying something different. Yeah, interesting.
It's a God of War game in name and in the character design. It's got Kratos tattoos and stuff like that. But it was a very much more Somber isn't necessarily the right word, but it was definitely more. There was like almost a the road aspect to it,
uh-huh.
like the road in Norse mythology, or whatever.
Sure.
Going for like a more emotional thing, that an emotional spectrum that does not just include various levels of rage. And that was interesting. From what I could see, I mean, Dally's AT&T wireless internet is
was not very good. No, Verizon seemed to help.
We were watching that that press conference in that Popeye's restaurant.
In the Popeye's chicken. That was great. Yeah,
Popeye's
my first
chicken
time
off of Dally's phone.
Off of my phone. My, by the way, don't have Popeye's chicken if it's your first time, because it will fuck your stomach up like it did mine.
You guys are fucking amateurs.
Leave it at that. Yeah, well, I don't eat shitty food.
I was going to go to the Jack in the Box and a Del Taco today.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they feel fine. Me, I have, yeah, anyway. So, they let off with God of War, which is crazy. Good for them. But that's not coming. It's in development, not coming 2017. In fact, by the end of this press conference, they had this list. They ended with a list of games that says in development. In development, and they're all coming 2017, which leads me to believe one thing. They're all PlayStation Neo. What we saw today was a lot of the Neo visual stuff, the visual bumps. So, granted, we knew a lot of these games weren't going to come out this year, but they did push some stuff back, like, let's see, the, I forget what it was they pushed back, but...
Horizon.
We already knew Horizon, but there's something else they pushed back today. Anyways, they showed a little bit of Horizon, which looked stunning. They revealed Resident Evil 7, which is, Steven, you made a good point. It has a lot of that PT vibe to it. It's first person.
That was the thing that, so I didn't even realize it was freaking first person until we got far away from it.
Far away from it, yeah. So, and it's VR. Final Fantasy 15, they let it be known that it also has VR elements in it. They showed the Battlefront VR, the X-Wing fight, which was awesome, of Star Wars VR. Made by Criterion Games, so, or that mode is at least. So congratulations to Sam for nailing that one. What else did they talk about?
I talked about Crash Bandicoot being remastered for the PlayStation 4.
Crash, they kept talking about Crash Bandicoot. So here's the new Crash Bandicoot game, and it shows up, he's a character in Skylanders.
But then we get the old ones too remastered.
Do we?
Yeah.
1 through 3 anyway, yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know
the ones that matter.
I missed that. Did they talk about that afterwards?
They talked about it during, really.
Yeah, they talked about it during when I was saying, Dolly, look at this stuff. You're like, hold on, I'm talking about this nonsense.
Wow, all right, good deal. Didn't know that. Good. Let's see, what else did they show?
Kojima's game,
which is...
Dead Stranded?
Yeah, Death Stranded.
Dead Stranding. Literally Dad.
There's a lot of daddy issues. Yeah, naked Norman Reedus.
Like, gives birth in that video or something?
Yeah,
like
it's
like
weird.
Norman Reedus,
yeah. They got to work together. And they were kind of seen talking to each other again real recently, so... This shouldn't come as a surprise.
I feel that Andrew House would have the audacity to say to Kojima, I'm fucking paying you money for this, so fucking finish this goddamn game. So we'll probably see this game sometime before 2025.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see, what else did we see? I'm trying to decide. There was a lot of stuff. We had no PS4 Neo or PlayStation Neo, no the PS4K, whatever that is.
Which they kind of have all the time in the world, basically, to put that out, because... They are the front runner right now, so they can wait for Microsoft to put one out and see how it works for them.
Yep.
And then put it out cheaper.
And then put it out cheaper or put it out better if they want. Like, right now, the rumored specs have the PlayStation 4 Neo being not as good as the Xbox thing. Or, you know, it varies because people are using teraflops as a measurement there, and that's kind of a misleading measurement.
Yeah, it is.
But also, at the same time, it's, you know, like, there's time for them to switch things up and try to change them. Depending on the reaction to Microsoft's thing, because they're the front runners by a wide margin. So.
Exactly. It's going to be interesting to watch, because now 2017 is the launch of the whole new console cycle. Nintendo's supposed to
call it that.
Yeah, well, it
Microsoft
it kinda
doesn't
is,
want you to call it that.
Exactly. Microsoft doesn't want you to call it, but it is. Nintendo's launching their NX in spring. Sony will probably they didn't mention anything about the Neo thing. They'll probably launch in the fall. Microsoft's launching in the fall.
I look forward to Nintendo making a valiant effort to put out a thing that they want third parties to work on, and then having third parties not work on it again because there's some weird thing into it.
Well, no, here's what I'm thinking, and I posted this on Twitter and immediately got negative feedback, but I think it's true. Nintendo is again in a weird launch position, because now Microsoft came out and said, hey, we're firing Magnum nuke warheads out here with the most powerful console ever.
Well, but here,
and now if Nintendo or Sony can match it, Sony can match the power, no problem.
Nintendo can.
Nintendo can't, and Nintendo's releasing early, but guess what? People are going to say, well, why bother buying Nintendo when we get a way more powerful console in like 4 months?
Because Nintendo's other thing is, we got to have the cheapest one so the kids can get it.
Yeah, exactly. So, in my opinion, what Nintendo should do, and I hate to say this, Nintendo shouldn't push out the NX in spring. They should wait for the holiday season, because if you push it out in spring, people know that there's more powerful consoles coming. If they hold it until the holiday season and basically just focus on mobile and maybe push out one or two more Wii U games by then, wave the white flag for a while, at least they're in the mix when all these consoles release all at the same time.
So what you're saying is you want them to pull the wool over people's eyes.
Yeah, they really do, because if you have a Blue Rock and a Gold Rock that come out in the same day, you're going to say, okay, well, maybe I feel like blue today. But if you have a Blue Rock that comes out like 4 months ahead of time, before the Gold Rock, you're going to say, gold is more expensive.
But then what are you
going to wait for that?
What are you going to do when you go to the store?
But the X-Men?
Yeah, blue team and gold team.
I'm glad you picked up on it.
Okay, yeah. I have a question for you guys. I've been working on, like, a personal project that I've been shopping around about, and I have to do a bunch of research about retail things.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, all three of us buy 90% of, like, we've all bought our consoles online, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not about, I'd say, from what I've seen, probably more than 70% of people buy them in a store.
I bought two in a store.
So if someone's walking to the Target, and they're looking, even if, like, they do that, and they go, hey, how come this one looks shittier than all the other ones?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't look shittier because they don't show the videos in Target. Target will show you boxes, box covers, right?
No, my Target does.
My Target doesn't have videos of the
Target has
of the Xbox or anything.
Oh, no. They have, like, units for all of them.
Mine doesn't have units for any of them. The ones in my area don't have units for it. It may be a floor space thing. But that's it's a very valid point. However, where Nintendo has the advantage here is to say, do I want Cool Game X Core or do I want Mario? Right? If you're a parent, you're going to say, well, that has Mario. And I don't. That has Zelda. Those are safe. Right, your parents will throw that up as the, at least they know Nintendo is a known quantity. Those are like Disney level characters. They're going to be able to get away with that. That's why I'm saying it's almost better for Nintendo to wait, because if you launch it too early, people are going to start to hold off and wait for the next console. That's what happened to Nintendo this past year, or this past Wii U, this generation. They launched the Wii U. Everybody knew Sony was going to be talking about the PlayStation 4. Literally, the day that Sony mentioned that they were going to do a PlayStation conference, Wii U sales stopped. They halted. That was it. Yeah. They were dead.
Here's the other thing that is...
You ready to fall asleep for a little bit, Steven?
No,
your back's killing you?
All right. My back out.
But it is now Sony's race to
lead. True. It's very true, yes. Just like it was Microsoft with the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
So, you're right.
But here's the thing is that Microsoft decided that they were going to be like, we're going to go all in on this completely different direction.
Yeah.
As it seems that Sony is just being like, we're going to stay the course and just improve. Which is like, because let's be real, the thing that killed the Xbox was them doing the word of mouth from people in the know about like the DRM stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the always online.
Which in the end, now you look back now, that stuff is pretty good for right now.
I use fucking Steam, and that's how Steam
works.
Well,
that's the thing. That stuff is good for right now because it was just too early for its time.
Steven, how much money do you probably have cumulatively spent on Steam?
You don't want to know.
Right?
You don't want to know how much money I have cumulatively spent on Dota 2.
I was literally going to ask you about Dota 2. How many compendiums have you bought?
All of them since I started playing. I spent $27 on the most recent compendium. You see, because there's the compendiums are $10, but you can buy them pre-leveled to level 50 for $27.
How many autographs did you get?
On this commercial store one, I don't have any autographs. I don't know if they're doing autographs on this one, but I have had autographed items in the past.
Dota's fucking dumb.
Dota is the worst game that I've spent 5,000 hours. Like, it's the best. It's great.
I'm surprised we didn't see Destiny at the SonyCon.
Yeah, we said Destiny. We didn't see anything Destiny
considering they have a
publishing related
deal.
That's why I'm wondering if there's going to be some other... Maybe Sony's waiting for their PS4 Neo review. I don't know.
Destiny cut like there because they have that new thing and that comes out in September.
Yeah, but the Destiny 2, and they weren't going to show any Destiny 2, but they could have shown more of the Iron
Man. Right. Until at least September 20th, because that's
yeah, exactly, exactly. So yeah, that's kind of the lay of the land right now. Very interesting year. Frankly, excuse me. That there was some. There was more.
Oh, fucking Spider-Man!
Oh, Spider-Man! That was cool. If they can, all you gotta do is with Spider-Man. All you have to nail is the rope is the swinging.
So Insomniac's making it, right?
Insomniac's
making it. Makers of Sunset Overdrive, which is a game of all about like moving.
Exactly. Exactly.
Sunset Overdrive. Am I right?
Yeah.
No, fuck that game. I hate Sunset Overdrive.
It's great though. That's the problem with that statement that you just made.
Well, I think that the motion, like, well, I so Sunset Overdrive. If you add the mobility of Spider-Man, that game works. Mm. But like, I still feel like even the, like. Increased speed that you can upgrade to is too slow.
So let me ask you guys a question. Are you guys interested in the Xbox One S?
Yes.
What about you, Steven?
The S? No, I'm not.
No. I am, because it looks dope, and I've, from day one, I've not liked the Xbox One design, styling.
Oh,
the Xbox
One, like a Betamax machine.
The Xbox One, that's why. The Xbox One S looks dope as fuck. It looks like a PS2.
It looks like it.
The
it
PS2
like,
Slim, right?
I like that their Slim, their Xbox One Slim, looks like a fat PS2.
You're right, exactly.
But I like,
But it looks great. I think it looks great.
If it was black, I'd buy one in a second.
I'm not, you know, they said, oh, we got a brand new controller, which is really, we added texture on the grippy areas, and we made the wireless a little bit for better, and we added Bluetooth.
Wait, you know what? You know what, the Bluetooth and
but
the wireless,
still the exact same
someone,
controller, by the way.
As someone who uses an Xbox One controller wireless,
this is
a PC game.
So here's the cool thing, and what I like about the Xbox One S controller, and I've been reading more about
this. Holy shit, hold
because
up.
Because it's Bluetooth.
I don't need the dongle.
Because, exactly, you no longer need a dongle, and it will work with tablets and mobile phones, and other gaming devices that use Bluetooth controllers.
You know, you would have a Bluetooth controller if you didn't leave it on the fucking bar at the Westin.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, my thing about it is that, like, if they're pushing their, like, big connectivity between the Xbox One and Windows 10,
yeah,
and having one that can support
more like Xbox done.
That's like two letters. Sure, I'll give it to you. but I'm thinking, like, you know, I have a PC. My PC has Bluetooth built in.
Yeah.
So, like, suddenly I can use that. I don't need
yep.
to have, like, a
that's
Bluetooth
awesome.
Cable. It doesn't need to be corded to work on my PC.
Yep. I think it's great. I think it's great.
I have Ethernet ports in my wall in my apartment. It's the coolest part.
Yeah.
So I, like, don't even have to run a cable anymore.
So, day negative one and day zero complete. Tomorrow we have Zelda, which we're going to take a look at, which I'm actually super hyped about, because it's supposed to be a big departure. Male and female Zelda. If you look at your E3, if you look at the E3 badge,
yeah,
lanyard.
Not Flutter, someone else.
I don't know. The lanyard has a male Link on one side and a female Link on the other.
By female Link, you're referring to Link or whatever, right?
No, an actual female you can choose.
Oh, okay.
The rumor is you'll be able to choose between male or female gender.
That's really cool.
For Link, so. Everything looks awesome.
Keep the White House white.
I do think, though, everything... Wow. God, Trump over here. Anyways, I'm excited for that tomorrow morning, and we'll maybe record in the next couple days here about some of the things that we've seen. That was day minus one, day zero. Dolly joining me also was...
Keep Hyrule great again.
Keep Hyrule great again.
Make Hyrule great again. I fucked it up.
Yep. And Steven lying on his back, dead Strom.
Yeah, I don't want to be part of this anymore.
Steven Storm.
Steven.
I no longer support the messages off the podcast. expressed by Tom Johnson.
Go to my website, StevenStromMonsterCox.com.
StevenStrom.com rhymes.
Joke's on you, that's a real website.
StevenStrom.xxx.
Also
real. I'm buying Tom Johnson.
All right, everybody. We'll see you guys in the next couple days. I gotta actually upload this tomorrow now.